Innisfail, Chinook's Edge School Division, CESD, plans to implement a number of strategies to help increase the percentage of high school completion rates in the division, officials say. The division's recently released annual education results report examined student growth and achievement, teaching, learning supports and governance in the 11,000 student division. Trustees reviewed and accepted the new report during the recent board meeting. In 2020, the three-year high school completion rate in the division was 84.6%, down slightly from 84.7% in 2019, while the five-year completion rate in 2020 was 85.6%, down from 87.5% in 2019. The division plans to implement several strategies to improve the rates, including creating customized plans for high school completion created by each high school student, school-wide use of collaborative response model, and dual credit opportunities. While slightly above average in three-year high school completion, we have not yet reached our target where 90% of our students complete high school in 3 years, the report states. We do not see significant increase from 3 to 5 year high school completion rates. This will be an area of focus as we consider strategies to assist students in completing high school graduation requirements. Regarding student growth, the report says that in 2020 a total of 51.1% of CESD students accessed post-secondary education within 6 years of entering grade 10. In 2019 the rate was 49.9%. Our target is to meet the provincial average of 60%. To increase the number of CESD students accessing post-secondary education, career teams in our high schools are working with students in grade 10, 11 and 12 to assist with future planning and access to post-secondary opportunities. Schools are facilitating virtual presentations from colleges and university, helping students to envision education beyond grade 12. Regarding governance, the report says in 2021 a total of 76% of teachers and parents were satisfied with parental involvement in decisions about their children's education. The 2020 rate was 78.6%. In order to improve this goal, a focused effort will be made at the school and division level to create increased awareness of opportunities already available to parents in regard to being involved in their child's education, the report states. We have identified parental involvement as a key focus for improvement. Through the assurance model, we look forward to engaging parents more directly in decisions regarding their children's education at the school and division levels. We aim to create a more systemic, streamlined flow of communication between schools, division, and our parent groups. According to the financial summary included in the report, in 2020-21 the Government of Alberta provided 97.2% of revenue to the division for a total of $125,657,385. Fees accounted for 0.8% of revenue, amounting to $976,390, while fundraising, gifts and donations accounted for 0.5%, representing $589,499. The board is committed to using the results in this report, to the best of its abilities, to improve outcomes for students and to ensure that all students in the school authority can acquire the knowledge, skills and attitudes they need to be successful and contributing members of society, said Holly Bilton, board chair. Trustees directed the report be sent to Alberta Education as required under provincial legislation. It can be found on the division's website. CESD is headquartered in Innisfail.